obviously there's a lot of things to discuss here. Ben McAdoo made some comments after the game, reinforced them about the clock management and the delay of game penalty. You say no issues with that.
No, not at all. And Howard, you know, again, I think when you're looking in the locker room, people know what Eli can do. You're watching the film. Everyone in the stadium knows when it's fourth and goal, you got to get the ball off. Everyone's looking at that. So for the coach to come out, you know, Eli doesn't have a problem with it. And I think this team, in some ways, likes the criticism. You want to see that criticism. You want to see the head coach being accountable. Now, Ben McAdoo walked in and said, look, put it on me as well. I don't think Eli Manning is above criticism. If anything, I think everyone in that locker room looks at him and says, if he can get criticized, then I got to look in the mirror, too.
I think, you know, with everything going on, you got 0-2. Things are going bad for you. No one's blocking anybody there. No one's making stops on third down. If your quarterback has a little snafu, too, just bring him into the fold. You want everybody to accept the blame together. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't know why we're all so sensitive now. We're all in the barbershop talking about this. And now, all of a sudden, the barbershop conversation has to be a personal conversation. None of the players really care. They have to go to work, and they have to, you know, accept responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, it was an obviously bad play. Yeah. And the whole world saw it. So what? The coach said it. Eli has heard a lot worse things in his life.
You think?
Than that.
All right. From all the people who are complaining that McAdoo criticized.
Nobody wants to be complained about. No one wants to be.
Yeah. All right. So Justin Pugh had to move to right tackle. It's something that the Giants knew might happen because he got some reps in practice last week. You think that might be a better spot for him?
Well, I think he's a good left guard. I think, honestly, Justin Pugh is probably the Giants' best option at four of the five spots on the offensive line. Obviously, they can't clone him and put him at four spots. I leave him at right tackle. I look at this as a long-term thing. I think you leave Ereck Flowers at left tackle for now, and Pugh at right tackle, look at who they've got coming up. All guys are lining up on the right side. Brandon Graham. Then ultimately you're going to have Joey Bosa, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Justin Houston. All of these guys are attacking the right tackle. Putting anyone else there, I have the most confidence in Justin Pugh.
You know what? I think Bobby Hart will be all right out there if he's able to be on both feet. You know, one of his ankles being banged up. I think I like him. I like him in that position. I understand him in that position. I think Pugh is better inside, believe it or not, at the left guard position. Just moving him out there is not going to settle anything. It's not going to make things better. Guys have to figure out ways to get chips, to get bumps, and make contact out there when you're doing it. You can't just, you know, abandon what you're doing.
All right, running back, man. It's like we broke record. We're talking about this last year. Now this year, you think Orleans Darkwa is the Giants' best fit?
I think the Giants have to make more of a commitment to the running game. They're the only team in the NFL without 100 yards rushing, and that's not one game, but two. I go Darkwa. I like his patience, and I think he presents a little bit more of a physicality. I don't think I'd give up on Perkins, but I'd go Darkwa first.
I think Darkwa is probably the guy. And the only reason why, because he puts the foot in the ground, he runs upfield. Yeah. He takes on contacts really quickly, and he can go. I think Perkins is more of an off-speed, different type guy.
Now, this offense has struggled. Is this defense feeling pressure right now?
I think they are. They talked a lot about how they should have gotten turnovers against Dallas in week one. I think they're pressing a little bit. A couple of those long runs. This Giants defense does not give up long runs the way they did. They leaked in the second half a lot. I think they believe that they need to score in order to win. And I think they're kind of getting out of their assignments a little bit. So, especially against Philly with the way Wentz can freelance, I think they got to play 11-on-11 football and know their assignments and play that way. Don't think you have to compensate for your offense because I think you get into trouble that way.
I think that the fans and the press and everyone has, you know, anointed this defense. You got to get stops on third down. You have to get yourself off the field. You have to make plays. You have to set your picket fence, which you got to be famous for last year, and stop guys from running the ball. You can't live on last year. You can't live on what you think. You can't be the quote-unquote great defense. You have to make plays. That's on them. Has nothing to do with the offense.
Hey, Art, we appreciate you joining us here on Extra Point.
Thanks, guys. Great time. Thanks, Howard.